The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world as Kentucky goes undefeated in college basketball for their season. You've got teams already punching their ticket for March Madness, like Belmont, who got a huge victory over Murray State. We got baseball to talk about as well, as that is under 30 days away from opening day. And I got a serious question for Chip Kelly. Have you done lost your mind, man? Shady McCoy at 26? Getting rid of that guy? I don't know if that guy's got a screw loose or what, but that doesn't make any sense to the Dorf man. A lot of craziness going on when you think about it. This Jimmy Boeheim guy getting in trouble at Syracuse. It's a real mess when you think about it. And that's what we love. We love the disaster more than anything. Isn't that right, Fred Wallen?
100% correct. Disaster's our first name right here on this program.
Yeah, it's
Dorf, disasters.
Hey, it could be a disaster. You never know. But he's Fred Wallen. We got Jeff Rich as well. A lot to talk about in the sports world, so keep it close. We'll be right back on the other side, breaking it down for you again. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi there. I need to save money on business phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? EasyOffice Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, EasyOffice Phone is full-featured, including North American calling. Save up to 80% on initial setup costs. Plus, for a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Start saving today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Also got my guy Jeff Rich. He's with me here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, as well as check out Sports Byline USA. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. So we're making it easy. We're making it fun. We definitely want to hear from you. Thoughts and opinions welcomed and encouraged as well. So look, I'm going to reset it real quickly. Kentucky undefeated. I think it's them and everybody else. But Duke did look pretty darn good against North Carolina, if I will say myself. Don't count out Wisconsin. Don't count out Virginia. There's a few others in there that could probably get it done too, but they're going to have to play great. We're going to get into a lot of March Madness, a lot of college basketball. But I just got to address this one right away. Yeah. Has Chip Kelly done lost his mind, Fred? When you want to get rid of Shady McCoy, who's one of the most productive running backs in all of the NFL, what is wrong with Chip Kelly, and how in the world are the Philadelphia Eagles brass letting him get away with this?
Just a question.
Just trying to get he's just trying to get the band back together. It's all Oregon Ducks in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Kiko Alonso's a good linebacker, but you know, you had to figure Rex Ryan said, hey, you know, we've got one of Chip's guys. Let's kick the tires on a trade and see what they'll give up. And I think that Buffalo was probably as surprised as anyone that Philadelphia would have accepted these terms of this trade.
Fred, I mean, honestly, has Chip Kelly lost his mind? I hear what Jeff's saying. He wants to get the boys back. Does this mean that Mariota's coming too?
No, I think a question of money. He wanted a lot more than $8 million a year, and I think he's going to get a little bit more from Buffalo. I think that was part of it. I think he made some enemies in the front office and also with Chip Kelly. He's telling them, basically, he wanted some more bucks. But I want to go to something. I know we got a couple of callers, but let me just to say this quickly, and then we can go
sure.
to the callers. Yesterday, I watched the end of the Murray State-Belmont game, and the Bruins are in the tournament. Not the UCLA Bruins, but the Belmont Bruins. But anyways, afterwards, there was a discussion on ESPN that I said to myself, are they nuts? And the discussion was as follows. You ready for this?
Sure.
Well, maybe the tournament winner shouldn't go. Maybe the conference regular season winner should go. And I said to myself, gee, I don't think a whole lot of people would show up to a tournament if it meant nothing. What, I mean, this is on ESPN. You know, it's like, are they brain dead? I'm listening to it, and I'm saying, well, maybe the conference winner during the regular season. I understand it's 16 weeks regular season versus 3 days conference tournament, but the only reason the conference tournament, any conference tournament will sell is the winner automatically gets the bid. That's the pitch. That's the key. Without that, there's no reason to have a conference tournament. The conference can't decide who goes. I understand that. But if you don't send the winner of the tournament, then why have the tournament? And, well, and if nobody's going to show up if you do. Go
ahead. Here's my thought is that they think Murray State had a good season. It's going to be a shame if they don't get in, so they should be rewarded. But we see it every year. We see it happen all the time. If you're a mid-major, you got to win that conference tournament. Otherwise, you can pretty much say sayonara to the big dance. So, you know what? It is what it is, and I agree with you 100%. The conference tournaments have very big value. You win that. There's no questions. You don't have to worry about anything. Otherwise, you're sitting there on Selection Sunday and you're biting your nails wondering if you're going to get in. Murray State has nobody to blame besides themselves. However, with that being said, when you're the big dog, when you're the guy that's supposed to win and everybody else is gunning for you and they bring their best at you, sometimes you fail. And that's what happened to Murray State the other day. Let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with Mike. I believe he's in Sherman Oaks. Wants to talk a little college basketball. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling, first of all. How are you listening to us, and then what's on your mind, man?
On the internet.
Perfect, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to comment about St. Coach K. In yesterday's game, another example of how the NCAA and the officials protect Duke. I watched a Duke player go to the basket, kick the defender, and to say that they didn't call a flagrant foul, they called an offensive foul, which means that the guy saw him kick him, but instead of doing a flagrant foul, which even Jay, who's a Dukie, said should have been the call, they didn't do it. So later on, they say, well, we get away with this. So another time, later in the game, the guy hooks the leg to prevent the North Carolina player from getting the ball. They finally call a flagrant foul. This, to me, is an example of how the NCAA and the officials are intimidated by Duke, and they get calls that no other team in America gets. And I'm sick of it. And then they talk about what a great coach he is. And I want to say one thing. If every year you get the top players in high school to come to Duke and you only have four championships, there's something wrong. And how do you go out in the first round, the second round of the NCAA tournament and still be called one of the greatest coaches of all time is beyond me.
Look, you have some good points, but I think it goes beyond that. You know, look, the bottom line to me is Mike Krzyzewski is a great coach, and I hear what you're saying. He's had a lot of great players walk through those doors at Duke University, but he's also developed young men. You've never heard anything bad about Coach K and his program, whereas Jimmy Boeheim, just the other day, we heard about him and what happened there at Syracuse. Look, I get what you're saying. I understand your frustration. I saw the play, too, when the kid kicked him. I don't necessarily think that the kid was trying to do it, but it is what it is. He was going up in the air. Maybe he was trying to fend that guy off a little bit, but ultimately he didn't have the greatest control of his body, and yes, he did kick him. Again, I think Duke played a hell of a basketball game, so I don't have anything to gain.
No demons in his closet. What about the kid they just kicked off that he knew had been accused of raping two girls, and for 10 months he kept them on the team? I mean, you're telling me that Coach K is a saint? Well, you and I will just have to disagree, but I want to say that every year, every game that they play, in my opinion, and I've been a referee, Duke gets 7 to 8 points from the refs before they even start the game. They get more calls than any team in America. And I don't understand how you people don't see it, but that's just my opinion.
Hey, Mike, great call, to be honest with you. Anybody else want to chime in here with Mike and give him your thought?
I'm not going to give him 8 points, but I'll give him a couple. I do think that they get preponderance of the calls. And I think, you know, it just comes with the territory. Coach K's been there so long, he can dominate the officials. And certainly when they're at home, they got a great crowd. I'm not going to give them 8 points, but I'll give them a field goal or so before the game starts. They do have an advantage. And I just think that comes with the territory. And I also agree with you about Boeheim. I think he should resign. He didn't show up for the post-game press conference after Syracuse lost to North Carolina State.
Yeah.
And that's gutless, in my opinion. And he had to know, just like Joe Paterno had to know. I mean, you know what was going on. I mean, you're the head coach, and at Syracuse right now, I mean, you know, they've got a good football program, but it's basketball, which has been better, and, you know, winning championships. And I just think in this case, I think he's really the head of the athletic department, and he can make decisions, and they blew it, and I think he ought to resign.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a really shameful situation, you know, and the bottom line is, we're talking about young men going and trusting and confiding in these people, and then, you know what, you find out that they're not who you thought they were, and they sold you a bill of goods at the end of the day, and you know what, more often than not, that's what we see happening with these kids, and too bad, you know what, these coaches will tell them, hey, we'll be there for 4 years, and potentially they wind up getting a better deal somewhere else, and they're out the door before you know it. So, Mike, we appreciate the call, man. I think we're up against it. So, appreciate you giving us a call, man. Again, so much to talk about in the sports world. I'd want to get back into some NFL stuff because that Dez Bryant videotape that supposedly existed, I guess, doesn't exist. But Chip Kelly with this Shady McCoy thing, man, I don't know. There's a lot going on in sports right now. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen's with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I in beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, Phoenix, Arizona. Unbelievable weather, man. Unbelievable. I've been out a lot lately, doing a lot of hiking, and obviously, you know, I'm on the tennis courts all the time, but been so beautiful out here, and it's spring training time. That's why they're out here. That's why they go to Florida as well, because these are the spots to be, man. I hate to say it, but and if you're jealous, get on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. If you're somewhere in New York or somewhere where it's cold and freezing your butt off, let us know. We want to hear about it. And also, I want to hear from that Philadelphia fan. I know, man. I've done radio in Philadelphia. Those people are passionate. And I'll guarantee you, those phones and those sports stations were going crazy about the decision for Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles to ship Shady McCoy out to Buffalo. I don't care if it had to do with money or this and that and the other. The guy was one of the most productive running backs in the league. You can't replace a guy like that very quickly. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen. And I don't care if Chip Kelly wants all of his boys back from Oregon or not. This is the NFL, man. And the plays that they were able to make in college are not as easy to make on the NFL level. The guy like Mariota, I don't necessarily think this guy's going to be good, bad. I don't really know yet. I'll be honest. I have no clue. I'm not a mind reader. I can't see the future. But to me, this whole thing is going to add up to Chip Kelly getting himself in a whole big mess and winding up having the Philadelphia Eagles brass and him being at completely different ends. When you get rid of one of the most productive running backs in this game, which is a huge piece of your offense, makes things easier on Nick Foles and everybody else, I think you got a lot of explaining to do, Fred.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's one of the top running backs in the league, but something may have happened behind the scenes that we don't know about. I don't think it was about getting an Oregon guy. I mean, it was like to save money. And again, I think probably there's some hostility between maybe the agent for McCoy and management or with Kelly himself. And maybe Kelly just wants complete control of the team, and maybe McCoy had a lot of friends on the team that were leaning in a different direction. And we don't know the whole inside scoop. I agree with you. A 26-year-old running back is somebody, you know, should have at least three or four top-notch years before you reach sort of your peak in the NFL. So I think probably it was from talent standpoint, it was a mistake. But who knows what was going on behind the scenes. Chip Kelly's not an idiot. I mean, he wanted Oregon. He takes over here, and he wins here immediately. He's not an idiot, so there had to be something else going on that we don't know about, and it was money, and I think probably something else too.
Look, I'm thinking a lot of the same things you are, but I'm still saying to myself, this guy is too darn good. I got to figure out how I can make it work, and I don't know what the problems could have been, to be honest with you. Maybe it'll surface here in the next couple few weeks or months before the season gets going. But to me, I look at this as a very, very weird, strange move by the Philadelphia Eagles, unless they got something up their sleeve, because that's a huge piece of their offense. Jeff, Dez Bryant, this is another guy who, you know what, there was rumors about him having a videotape, and now that the rumor is that this tape doesn't exist. However, we know that this guy's had some issues. He got the tag from the Dallas Cowboys for one reason or another. How do you feel about Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys, as well as DeMarco Murray and the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, they've expressed interest in retaining Dez for a long time. This franchise tag is more of a transition to working out a long-term deal. I think that Jerry Jones wants Dez Bryant, and I think that Dez Bryant wants to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. As far as this incident from 2011, until there's something, I mean, remember, if you know the backstory with this whole Walmart video that now does not exist, It was supposedly worse than the Ray Rice incident, but I have a hard time swallowing that, given that Dez Bryant returned to the scene where this allegedly happened. Nobody was cited. You know, the police were called to the scene, and there was no illegal activity taking place that he found, you know, that he found suit to actually cite Dez Bryant or anyone else involved with the incident. So it ended. And, you know, now we're just in this culture where, oh, my, we can prove something with videotape because everybody's the paparazzi these days. And it's, you know, it's all bump kits. I think it's a non-issue. I think it's why it wasn't reported for such a long time. And I don't think anything will ever come of it. I don't know about Dez Bryant because he is somewhat of a loose cannon, but hopefully the Dallas Cowboys can, you know, find a way to help him grow up.
That's a good point right there. You know, you got to look, money is good. Money is bad at the same time. And, you know, I think that has something to do with it as well. Is, look, they're getting ready to pay this guy a lot of money. They want to do some due diligence. They want to make sure that this video or no video, if it existed or if it didn't exist. You had guys like Adam Schefter saying the video does exist. So I don't know about his credibility on certain things anymore, because when he's saying it exists and then it comes out a few days later that it doesn't exist, well, then you're scratching your head. And is that a guy trying to make a story where there isn't a story? And you know what? Look, I'm all about digging and getting into things and finding out if this or that's going on. But ultimately, man, look, people make decisions to better themselves. And hopefully the Dallas Cowboys are making a good decision on Dez Bryant and his future with the Dallas Cowboys. But I agree with you to a certain degree as well. The guy is somewhat of a loose cannon, and you don't necessarily know what to expect from him. The bottom line is I think the Dallas Cowboys will talk to him and say, listen, man, we're paying you a lot of money. You better be on your best behavior, and if you're not, you never know, man. Maybe there's some sort of clause in the contract as far as getting in trouble or whatnot, but ultimately, look, I give them a little bit of credit on this one for kind of doing their due diligence and finding out the validity of what people were saying, and now it turns out that there may not be much of it. What do you guys think of Randall Cobb maybe taking less money to stay with the Green Bay Packers? What does that say about him? What does that say about the Green Bay Packers? Fred, you first.
Well, it says they're a better team with Randall Cobb than they would be without Randall Cobb, and he obviously had an inclination to stay there. And if I'm a wide receiver, I mean, I'd want Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. I mean,
Yeah. It's
only going to mean more money in the long run for him and a chance to win every year. So, I mean, I don't want to go to a place where maybe there's quarterback changing every year. Here with Rodgers, as long as he's healthy, he's going to stay there the next 5, 6, 7 years. And if Cobb stays healthy, the same. And I think it was a good deal for both sides. And certainly if you're a Packer fan, I know you are, it's a good move. And if you're a fantasy football player, maybe you get Rodgers and Cobb and put them together, because they're going to score a lot of points.
Well, not only that, they just got a really solid crew of wide receivers out there, young, if you will, as well. And I agree, man. There's a few choices I'd like to have in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers is right on top of that list, to be honest with you. Hey, Jeff, I want to bring it back home here to Arizona. And I know we have a phone call, but I don't want to get to you, Chris, until the other side, because we've only got a minute or two left here in this one. So hang tight. We will get to you on the other side. That way you'll have more time to express your opinions. Again, the number is 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get involved in the conversation. Chris, hang tight. We will get to you on the other side. Jeff, Darnell Dockett going to the 49ers. A lot of people were kind of upset about it, but I got to tell you, man, $2.5 million for that cat is a slap in the face with the loyalty that he's shown to the Arizona Cardinals. I give the guy credit. Go somewhere else, and you know what? Go somewhere else in the same division and make these guys pay twice a year. What are your thoughts?
They cut him. I mean, it was his prerogative to stay in the division, and I think he's going to make Arizona pay.
I agree, man. I really do. I think, you know, those are two games that he's going to have on his calendar, Fred, and he's going to really, really want to take advantage of knowing the ins and outs of the Arizona Cardinals. Bad move, if you ask me, by them to let him go and then try to give him, like, $2.5 million. That's a slap in the face. Yes or no, Fred?
I think Kevin Costner ought to be a GM somewhere in the National Football League. I think he could do a better job than some of these GMs, to tell you the truth. And I'm almost certain in the NBA he'd be a better guy running the Lakers than Jim Buss. So I'm going for Kevin Costner, to tell you the truth.
Hey, one more I want to get to here. The Jets, pretty active thus far, or trying to be active, if you will. They do make a move for Brandon Marshall. I like the move, to be honest with you. The only question I have is who the heck is going to throw the ball to this guy. But I do think Brandon Marshall is an interesting piece. You do have to question a guy being traded three times in his career. Is he a problem? I don't know exactly what the deal is there, but I do like the move for the Jets. It does give them another piece to go with Decker. Fred, you first. How do you think the Jets did here?
Yeah, well, you said it, though. He's been in trouble. He causes grief for the organization. I don't know what that means for Cutler as far as Chicago. I think he's going to be gone, too, if anybody wants him. But the point is, I think the question is Brandon Marshall worth it? Is he talented enough that you accept all the shenanigans that happen off the field and on the field with him? I wouldn't want him on my team.
I think in this case, when all you gave up was a fifth rounder for Brandon Marshall, I think it's all reward. I think the risk is very little in this particular situation, but I do have my questions about a guy that's been traded three times in his career. So it is what it is, but in this case, I think the Jets did okay, to be honest with you. Hey, hang tight, everybody. Jeff, Fred, Chris, caller, and Flagstaff, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back after the break on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close.
With a nation of baby boomers approaching retirement, universal home design takes on a new importance. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about what universal design means for you right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Universal design is often perceived as modifications that are intended just for the elderly or disabled, but really it's much more than that. It involves considerate planning that enhances a home's livability and value by making it more comfortable and accessible to everyone. Making clear and even walkways for those with walkers or wheelchairs is also an advantage for those that don't need them. Making doorways at least 36 inches wide, lowering light switches, and raising outlets makes life easier for everyone as well. Kitchen and baths require special attention, like lower counters, pull-out shelves, lever-type faucets, and roll-in showers and tubs. But again, these things are easy to accomplish, and they work just as well for an able-bodied person as they do for someone with limitations. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Discover the culture and charm of the spectacular Emerald Isle on YMT Vacations' Best of Ireland Tour. Offering June through September dates, enjoy guided sightseeing in Ireland's premier cities, including Dublin, Waterford, Cove, Killarney, and Galway. You'll visit Blarney Castle and kiss the Blarney Stone to receive the Gift of Gab. Drive the Ring of Kerry and Giant's Causeway with Ireland's most famous scenery. You'll see the beautiful Bunratty Castle with its collection of medieval furnishings and marvel at the awe-inspiring 700-foot-high cliffs of Moher. Plus, you'll tour Northern Ireland and Belfast with an included tour to the Titanic visitor experience. Prices start at only $1,399 plus tax, and that includes hotel accommodations and 16 meals. Low-cost airfare available, too. For all the details, call 1-888-400-5770. Get a true taste of Ireland on this unforgettable 12-day vacation. Call today, 1-888-400-5770, or visit ymtvacations.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my guy Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Got my other guy, Jeff Rich. He's with me here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions, by the way. You're welcomed. You're encouraged. It's really what it's all about, man. It's the ability to agree to disagree about whatever it is we're talking about. That's what makes America so great when you think about it, everybody. For all you people that hate, that's what makes it so great. Get involved as well at By Jeff Rich on Twitter or at Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA. So much to talk about. Let's jump out to the phones once again, hook up with Chris in Flagstaff. Chris, you got Fred, you got the Dorf man, you got Jeff. What's on your mind today, man?
First off, I'd like to tell Fred, the Dodgers have been making a lot of moves on the low, real quiet this offseason. But like you say, you got the best hitting coach in the world. So I'm just curious on what you think with their requirements of Brandon McCarthy, Jimmy Rollins. Do you think they can maybe go the distance this year, or will they be another first-round disappointment?
Well, I think the trades they made were mostly negative. Jimmy Rollins has a year or two left. I think the trade of Matt Kemp was ridiculous, and especially, you know, if you're a numbers guy, and obviously Dodgers believe in Moneyball. He had a great second half of the season. You could make the case that in August and September, he was one of the top two or three players in baseball. I'm talking Matt Kemp. You don't get rid of him, and you don't get rid of him. Okay, you got to be consistent. The reason in their head was, well, that was an aberration. Okay, so the reason they got rid of D. Gordon in 64 stolen bases was the second half of the season wasn't as good as the first. So be consistent. I mean, the point is, they don't have anybody else going to steal any bases for this club. Puig will get 25 or 30. I don't think the whole team will get 64. Believe me, stolen base is part of winning. Winning one, two, three, four, five extra games can make all the difference. I think they made major mistakes. If you're a new guy, you're Andy Friedman, you're coming in, you're trying to make waves like any new guy, new head of the organization, or new head of that side of the organization would do. I think mostly they made mistakes. McCarthy can be a good pitcher if he's healthy. I'm not questioning that. But I just think that I'd rather have the 64 stolen bases, and I'd rather have Matt Kemp than what they have now. And now they're trying to dump Andre Ethier and pay half the salary, and that's going to probably come to pass too. And who knows if Jock Pettersson can be the center fielder. He's a left-handed hitter who didn't hit well when he had his chance last year. Now, again, great hitter in AAA, but between AAA and the majors, it's a major upstep, obviously. And let's see, he certainly didn't even hit lefties well in the minors, so it means you almost have to split time. And to get rid of Matt Kemp, I don't think so. And I just think, as a Dodger fan, of course, I can't watch any of their games because they're greedy, too. the point being, I'm not happy with what they did in the offseason.
Well, let me just throw this at you, though. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes addition by subtraction, blah, 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 this and that and the other. Do you have maybe a feeling that sometimes when the Dodgers go out there and make those big splashes, if you will, that they've kind of not panned out for them? Whereas what I think Chris is saying is, look, these are some smaller moves, but they still have been active. And then maybe could that pay off? I think that's really what he's asking you.
Yeah, it could. I mean, I'm not questioning. But again, you give up. What if Matt Kemp, again, Petco's a big ballpark. They moved in 10 feet a couple years ago when the O'Malley family took over. But they need to take it in another 10 feet, I think. But he could still hit 35 home runs on the season. And maybe he does that for 5-6 years. They would have been doing that in a Dodger uniform. I just don't think you can get rid of somebody like Matt Kemp if you're logical. He had surgeries. He came back the second half of the season. He's not going to be a great defensive outfielder. But the point is Crawford a great defensive left fielder? So you put him in left field. I don't care what you put him defensively. But the point is, you can't give up like 35 home runs. And maybe that's what he's going to hit this year in a Dodger Stadium. You know, that's hard. And at Petco, that's hard. But he's capable of doing that. I just think, honestly, Chris and Andy and Jeff and anybody listening, I think when you're a new guy in town, a lot of times you make moves to prove how brilliant you are. Let's see if Andrew Friedman is brilliant or not. That's all.
Well, yeah, we'll see. And I think San Diego's a team to really be reckoned with, to be honest with you. So we'll see how all that shakes out for them. Chris, what else is on your mind, man?
John Isner lost you 130 33 in the world yesterday. It's pretty embarrassing.
It happens, man. No, but here's the thing. Listen. Let me explain something to those that don't really understand what's going on in professional sports in general. Look, the margin for error, when you really think about it, is so slim. It's almost slim to none. And it just goes to show you that a top 20 guy can lose to a guy who's 150 in the world if that 150 guy in the world is playing on top of his game. And you know what? Let me even break it down even more surreal for you guys. When you think about golf, okay, each week you almost have a new winner. It could be the 75th guy in the world. It could be the 200th guy in the world. It could be the fourth guy in the world. So when you think about it, man, it's all about how you're playing that particular day or that particular game or whatever it may potentially be for that individual. And you know what? The skill levels may be a little different, but you know what? You get out there and you just go out there and play your game and you try to execute, and whatever happens, happens. And you know what? I don't disagree with you. It's an embarrassing loss for Isner, but maybe it's a wake-up call for Isner too, that, you know what, he was doing things right for a long time, and then all of a sudden maybe he's changed something, like a Tiger Woods, if you will, where he was crushing it for a long time and killing everybody on the pro tour, and then all of a sudden something went wrong with his game. And you know what? You got to wake up. You got to smell the coffee. You got to realize that you're not the greatest thing out there. And you go back and you just get back to the grind, and you work and you work and you work. And maybe this is an eye opener for John Isner, to be honest with you, Chris.
No. 2 weeks ago in Memphis, he lost to Matesevich in the first round. He's been losing to no names, and honestly, Andy, you could have made some of these shots that John was missing yesterday. I watched the whole match.
Look, I mean, I don't really necessarily disagree with you.
It was like Tiger Woods in the Phoenix Open.
Hey, look, Tiger Woods looks like a 20 handicap at times, you know, and people get angry at me for being realistic. I'm not a guy that's a hater. I'm just honest. I'm realistic. He's lost it right now. The guy's lost his swagger. You could make that same argument. John Isner has lost his swagger at this point and really needs to figure out how to get it back. Hey, let me ask you something, because I know you're a Cardinal fan. How do you feel about Darnell Dockett going to the 49ers? You know, I think personally the Cardinals were going to give the guy a slap in the face. You cut him. You want to sign him back for $2.5 million when the loyalty that he's shown to this ball club year in and year out. How do you feel about the loss of a Darnell Dockett, and especially to the 49ers?
We've had him since 2004. He's been with the squad 11 years.
Yeah.
And was a three- or four-time Pro Bowler, probably should have been more. Got gypped, I thought, gypped a few years to the bigger-name players, Navarro Bowman and whatnot. But Darnell's a beast, and he gets the surgery, which is out of his control. And then good for him, though. I hope the Niners – well, I don't hope the Niners beat us, but I hope he has a few sacks against us.
Yeah, I mean, look, it'll be interesting to see how he performs, but I guarantee you those will be marked on his calendar as games that he's really going to go out and play extra hard and have his focus completely 100%. Hey, anything else on your mind before we let you run, man?
Well, the other thing is there's no guarantee Palmer tore MCL, torn ACL, re-tore the ACL. It's going to be the same. And also, D-backs. Saw him spring training the other day. Ugh, they beat ASU's third stringers 4-0. Not looking very good. And they didn't score until the sixth inning. D-backs are looking like a 65 at best, 6-5 win team. So,
hey, good stuff. Good stuff as always, man. And you know what? It's tough right now being a fan of these Phoenix sports. Appreciate the call, Chris, and we'll catch up with you.
Rattlers four-peating this year, though, starting 3 weeks, four-peat season.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. You know, think about it, Fred. Think about Jeff. And Jeff and I are here, man. Think about it. It's sad when all we really got to hang on to is the Arizona Rattlers. And look, they're very good. Don't get me wrong. They're very good. They win year in and year out, like you said, going for their fourth in a row. I want to hit this with you guys real quickly before we get out of here today. You know what? Planet Orange, I'm talking about the Phoenix Suns, is now Planet Dysfunctional. You have a coach who says these guys are like a bunch of high schoolers. You got Markieff Morris going off at the, on the fans saying that they're no good. You've got players who've been traded, like Goran, like IT. They come back and they crush the Phoenix Suns. This is a real bad situation, and if you ask me, it all happened when Colangelo was thrown out of the mix, and it's been downhill ever since. Fred, this is looking a lot more and more like your L.A. Lakers, to be honest with you.
Well, I agree. I mean, you're not going to get a better guy running an organization than Colangelo. Whatever he's touched usually wins. I think when you get rid of somebody like that, the new guys try to make moves to prove what they know. In many cases, they don't know a whole lot. And that's exactly what happened with Jim Buss taking over for departed Jerry and with the Lakers. Suns are now the Lakers. I don't disagree. I don't think they're quite as bad as the Lakers, but they're getting there. And listen, the trade of the two guards to me was insane because that's the advantage they had. They had three guards, and most teams don't have three guards of that kind of talent. And you can't get rid of both of them. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't understand getting rid of both of the guards. They had a quickness advantage. They had a shooting advantage over most of the teams they played. No longer do they have that.
Yeah, I think it was a very – look, Goran Dragic forced the Phoenix Suns' hands, okay? I'll at least give him that much. He made it so that they had to get rid of him, okay? They made the guy an all-star, they brought his brother in here, and they paid him a lot of money, and then all of a sudden, all he had is negative things to say about the Phoenix Suns because he was upset about playing time. Jeff, I mean, is it fair to say that Planet Orange has gone from Planet Orange to Planet Dysfunctional at this point?
Well, they tried to reinvent themselves and their rebranding. I don't know if they're dysfunctional, I just don't think they're very good. I think they overachieved a little bit during the 2013-2014 season, and the expectations were a little higher than what Jeff Hornacek and company could do. I really interpreted what they did at the trade deadline as "quote unquote" blowing it up.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was a bad move to get rid of both of these guys. Like Fred said, I know they bring in Brandon Knight, who, you know what, he's played really well this season and actually had a good game the other day. I was watching him play, and he's going to fit in pretty well here, but they don't have a point guard anymore. I mean, they really don't. If you think Bledsoe's a point guard, I guess he is, but I think he's more comfortable.
How is he any different from Derrick Rose? Not in talent and, you know, the injury stuff, but, you know, they're shooters. You know, you have these combo guards that play on the ball, and they end up hoisting up, you know, 25, 30 shots a night themselves. So I think it's just the new NBA, and I don't think that we're going to see a lot of distributing point guards anymore.
No, I agree. I think it's kind of a lost art when you think about it, and that's what makes this Russell Westbrook kid so unbelievable, if you ask me. I mean, he put himself in some unbelievable company the other day with those three or four 40-plus games. Only he and Michael Jordan have done that with the 40 points, the 5 rebounds, 5 assists, or whatever it was. Unbelievable. Had a triple-double streak going. You name it, man. I love that kid. If you ask me, he's the MVP of the National Basketball Association. And if he doesn't finish in the top three, there's something seriously wrong with the NBA and how it gets voted. But keep it close. One final segment. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Lafon Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I think we may have lost Andy for a second. Jeff, what do you think? I think we lost Andy?
Yeah, I think he ducked out on the conversation. What are we going to do?
I'm going to make a prediction right here on Dorfon Sports.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Let me make a prediction.
I've been here, man. You guys just couldn't hear me through that music. But obviously, it is Dorf on Sports. You got Fred Wallen. He's with us in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I both here in Phoenix, Arizona. And by the way, in case you didn't know, I believe it's like the 40-year anniversary of that particular album for Led Zeppelin. And that's why we've had a lot of Zeppelin on the show today, fellas, in case you didn't know. But I want to leave you guys with this. Well, first of all, we got to thank John Poulter, and I got to thank both you guys for hanging out with me for a couple hours as you do each and every Sunday. You know, I really do appreciate it. But Russell Westbrook, to me, Fred, has put on such a great show without Kevin Durant that I am so impressed with this kid. And, you know, you got people calling him a choke from the other night when he made a mistake, steps out of bounds against the Chicago Bulls, and they lose the game. And you know what? Ultimately, the pass should never have been given to the guy. But what can you say in a couple of seconds about how awesome this guy has been?
I wish he'd stay two more years at UCLA.
That's awesome. I love it. Hey, Jeff, appreciate it, man. We'll catch up with you next week as well. Have a great day, okay, brother?
Hey, sounds great, man.
Bye, guys.
All right, Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We'll talk to you guys next week. Same place, right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Enjoy your day, everybody, and be safe.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Until next time.